Thank you for visiting God Said, Man Said today. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and your family with light and truth. It's such a beautiful thing to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the champion of Calvary, the Savior of all who believe upon His name and confess with their mouths that He is the Lord of glory. There is nothing this temporal world can offer that even comes close to the magnificence of soul salvation. Nothing. This marvelous Christ not only fills this life with peace and purpose, but He is the very sure promise of eternal life. Have you met this Savior? Would you like to have all your sin and shame expunged from the record? Would you like to start anew with a new Father, a new name, and a very real eternal purpose to live? We have good news. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for instruction to find immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Some of you may be doubting your salvation. Some of you may feel unclean because of certain circumstances that have occurred. Click on the Further with Jesus and reconfirm your confession of Christ. The doubts and clouds are preparing to disappear. Now for today's subject. God said, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man said, we need to learn to speak to extraterrestrials. Now the record. The Word of God depicts the world's condition in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 17, and it says this, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen to verse 7 again. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. A very short review of several God Said, Man Said subjects will elucidate this scriptural truth. When science discovered that instead of human evolution having no certain geographical beginning, as was proposed, but in fact began with one common mother and father, when science discovered that instead of man evolving about 1 million years ago, but now 200,000, but now 100,000, but now 60,000, but now many scientists say 6,000 years ago, did these evolutionary scientists stand up and endorse the Genesis account? Of course not. When paleontologists found the unimaginable, soft tissue in supposedly 65-million-year-old dinosaur bones, or soft tissue and prehistoric fossilized frog bones, did they draw the obvious conclusion that these bones couldn't possibly be million years of age but relatively young? For the most part, they did not. The red-faced evolutionist said, we have to revisit our theory of fossilization. When science discovers fish fossils on the top of the world's mountain peaks, or colossal fossil graveyards all over the earth that were laid down by water action, does anyone in the camp of unbelievers say, Noah? You guessed it, no. When the Bible teaches that all visible things have been created out of that which is invisible entirely by God's words, and when science discovered the four-letter alphabet of DNA, did anyone draw the natural conclusion? No again. When evolution's frontman, scientist Richard Dawkins, was pressured by Ben Stein in the documentary Expelled to explain the origin and complexity of life, he suggested that the not-so-uncommon thought in his community was that we may have been seeded by aliens. Did his ilk give serious thought to the reality that God and His Christ and His holy angels are not of this world? I think not. At least not seriously. The following excerpts are from the December 2004 issue of Discover under the heading, How to Survive the End of the Universe. Their greatest challenge will be figuring out how to not be here when the universe dies, essentially finding a way to undertake the ultimate journey of fleeing this universe for another. Such a plan may sound absurd, but there is nothing in physics that forbids such a venture. Einstein's theory of general relativity allows for the existence of wormholes, sometimes called Einstein-Rosen bridges, that connect parallel universes. Among theoretical and experimental physicists, parallel universes are not science fiction. The notion of the multiverse, that our universe coexists with an infinite number of other universes, has gained ground among working scientists. Another segment of the article says, "Next, in order to escape from this universe into another one, we will need to find a suitable exit, some wormhole, dimensional gateway, or cosmic tunnel that connects here to there." Finally, this excerpt. "It is possible that our universe and a neighboring one hover only a millimeter or less from each other, like two parallel sheets of paper. To bridge even this tiny distance, however, we'll need machinery of vast power." End of quote. Science is looking for a way of escape, a portal to the other side, entrance into a new, living, invisible universe, some wormhole, dimensional gateway, or cosmic tunnel that connects, here to there. The science writer speculates that the end of the universe is billions of years away. On the other hand, the Word of God says the time is short and that the earth and the heavens will soon be destroyed. The Word of God will surely have the final accurate say in this matter. In actuality, our universe ends the day we die. That is a very short and uncertain time. We will pass through a portal to the other side. The way of escape has been created by the God of creation. The way of escape to the other side is a person, namely Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He is the way. The portal into the invisible is found in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus Christ speaks about this invisible universe in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Again, do the unbelievers draw the obvious conclusion? Not hardly. Evolutionists are looking for extraterrestrial life, anything that may give credence to their Antichrist positions. This search provides much of the motivation for the world's space projects. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Points to Ponder. On November 16, 1974, in an attempt to contact life in outer space, the $60 million project utilizing the Arecibo radio telescope was commissioned. The undertaking that the world's largest radio telescope was commissioned to do was known as SETI, an acronym for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. I have news for Arecibo. We've been contacted. The shocking truth is that extraterrestrials are operating and have been sighted all over the earth, and the Bible, which was authored by the ultimate extraterrestrial God Almighty, documents it. Concerning extraterrestrial operatives among us, Hebrews 13:2 reads, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Concerning evil operatives, John the Beloved records in Revelation 12:7-9, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." End of quote. The evolutionists have been contacted. They simply don't have ears to hear or eyes to see. The following information was lifted from a 2008 issue of Answers Update. The article is titled, "Talking to Aliens." The U.S. federal government, through groups like SETI, search for extraterrestrial intelligence, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars searching for evidence of aliens so that scientists can contact and communicate with them. An article on the website of the University of Wyoming, a tax-supported school, states English 4050/5560, otherwise known as interstellar message composition, is the first class to enlist creative writers in a potential cosmic conversation. Funded in part by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Wyoming Space Grant Consortium, it's designed to fill a practical, if extremely theoretical, need. The article continues, "We thought a lot about how we might communicate with other worlds, but we haven't thought much about what we'd actually say," says Lockwood, a professor of natural science and humanities. End of quote. Science is looking for a language with which to speak to extraterrestrials. This should send a shock through the halls of higher learning, although you should expect they won't be listening. There is a language with which man can speak to extraterrestrials directly. Isaiah the prophet speaks of this extraterrestrial language in chapter 28, verses 11 and 12. "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear." 1 Corinthians 14:21 quotes the passage from Isaiah, referring to the supernatural ministry of speaking in tongues. It is estimated that 585 million or so, one out of four of the world's confessing Christians, speak in unknown tongues, which is a supernatural language that the individual speaking does not understand. But God does. 1 Corinthians 14:2, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." Imagine such a phenomenal ability to be able to speak in this marvelous language. 1 Corinthians 14:14 reads, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Romans 8:26 and 27 speaks of this supernatural benefit. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." This ability is obtained by believers when they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as they did on the day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." Jesus said the following concerning the ministry of the Holy Ghost in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Those of you reading this feature that would like more information on this glorious blessing should click on to the following subjects. It must be noted, of course, that believers also communicate with God through standard prayer and meditation as well. Science wants to learn to speak to extraterrestrials. The born again already can. God said, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." This is the state of carnal science today. Man said, "We need to learn to speak to extraterrestrials." Now you have the record.